consideration of this issue right now has nothing to do with what people would prefer to do.
At this month's hospital board meeting, Administrator John Bringhurst laid out the basic issue at hand. He emphasized that the hospital planned to continue providing pre- and post-pregnancy care, but the question was whether to continue delivering babies on a routine basis.
The physicians, administration, our staff, everybody would prefer to see deliveries continued here at Petersburg Medical Center. The question is, should they? Is it really appropriate to continue to do that? And that's kind of what we've been discussing as a board.
The medical staff recommended the change. One of their key concerns was that the hospital does not have the surgical backup needed to perform a cesarean section in case of an emergency.
A surgical delivery backup is pretty much a standard of care now for doing deliveries in the United States, and that's a service that we have not been able to offer here. Nor does it look like that's something that we can offer here.
As a result of Petersburg's surgical limitations or other reasons, more and more mothers are choosing to go elsewhere to give birth, according to Bringhurst. That, combined with changing demographics, have led to a decline in local deliveries from 32 births in 1992 compared with just 8 last year. That means each local physician only sees 2 or 3 deliveries a year, according to Bringhurst.
That's not a whole lot of deliveries for someone to try to keep their skills current and maintain competence in that. The same thing goes for our nurses.
Bringhurst stressed that the nonprofit hospital was not concerned about making money on obstetrical services. Rather, he said the concern was based on safety issues, whether it was appropriate to offer the service without having surgical backup and a staff that gets regular experience in doing such surgeries. Bringhurst says local doctors and nurses would have to undergo a significant amount of additional training, not only to do surgery, but also to be able to offer anesthesia. And with the low volume of surgery in Petersburg, Dr. John Bergeron, the chief of staff, said it would be unrealistic to expect to be able to hire an anesthesiologist. Bergeron said the way doctors in small towns cope with this problem generally is to be trained to deal with low-risk surgical anesthesia specifically for obstetrics. Bergeron has such training, and he had been hopeful to find a way to continue the service, but he said it's been hard to find a new physician to replace Mark DeSillo, one of the center's 4 doctors who left for another job this summer.
My biggest hope had been that when Dr. DeSillo left, that we would be able to hire a doctor that had a little bit more motivation to pursue this sort of program. And that was sort of my last hope. And we have really struggled. We've struggled to find doctors that even don't do OB.
Right.
But we've had to tell them that the ones that are interested, that we're still interested in doing OB, and only recently have we sort of pushed this because we're so pressed to find a new doctor.
As far as having C-section capability in Petersburg, Bergeron says it really comes down to the doctors and their skills.
And I think some of the concerns are medical legal, but I think a lot of them really relate to sort of confidence in certain people in doing procedures and you know, having something bad happen that was preventable had they been more well-trained or something like that. And so it's hard to find those people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I had really hoped that it would be easier. I'd hoped that by now we would have been able to maybe infuse our organization with some people coming along that had more interest and motivation in this. But it's a catch-22 because as our volumes have gone down, the ability to attract people with an interest in doing OB is much more challenging because we're not doing much OB.
Right.
Gina Esposito is a local mom who gave birth at Petersburg Medical Center, and she had hoped to see that service continue. She was sympathetic to the staff's concerns, but she pointed out that having a baby in another town can carry its own risks.
And you might be forced to make decisions about your birth that maybe you wouldn't necessarily make because you're under stress or pressure to have it done quickly.
Yeah.
Like you might go through an induction when really you're forcing your body to start something too early because you're... You might be, you know, because you have a, if you have a doctor that's like, I recommend inducing, but really you don't want to do that. You might be pressured into doing something like that because you don't have the resources to stay where you're at. And that can cause problems in itself, and you can have a birth completely different than what you would have normally had you just been able to be, you know, in your hometown.
Board member Chris Kissinger said she had heard from a lot of people on the issue and was concerned about the cost families have to face to have their children in another town.
Everyone's first response is, no, don't do it. I mean, don't discontinue it. You know, keep it here. I've heard from several people outside of that my family unit that the money part of it is huge. You've got people that are moneyed, that it's not a problem, and you've got people that are on Medicaid, and it's not a problem. It's those people that are in between, and it's a huge expense for them.
Board member Zach Hayes said he recently spoke with a malpractice attorney who had toured Petersburg Medical Center and recommended the facility stop offering delivery services.
Her words were, based on the size of the facility and the location, geographically speaking, that we really shouldn't do it because the risk is so great. She said it just takes one bad experience gone wrong, and depending on, you know, a lot of variables, it could be enough to sink the hospital.
Still, Hayes and other board members were not looking forward to voting on the issue. They placed a lot of weight on the medical staff's recommendation, yet they were reluctant to take a vote. Board member Jeanette Ness, followed by Chair Tom Abbott.
I just think it's a really sad chapter in our Petersburg for us to say goodbye to the service. I guess I was privileged to have my kids here back in the day when things weren't as sophisticated as they are now, and to have that the challenge not having any births here and the hardships it will create for some families.
I think it's going to have a ripple throughout the town in many different ways. I think, you know, the school board, when they're trying to recruit a new teacher, if they're a young family that wants to continue having children, they may choose not to come to Petersburg School District because of that.
Ultimately, the board did vote. They were unanimous. The hospital will stop delivering babies on a routine basis sometime next year. That date will be announced at some point in the future. The hospital will still respond to emergency births and offer regular prenatal and postpartum services. The board also agreed to reconsider the issue if they can hire a fourth physician who is willing to do obstetrics. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.